Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Kedrick Story hit us on Twitter. I tell you, real Uncle Marcus hit us on Twitter saying nothing like Joe to see early in the morning to get the party going. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
That's a good party.
You don't even understand, man, when I hear this type of stuff right here. It's just a different...
You're going to be okay?
I get chills in my body.
I can tell.
It's one of those deals, as we talked about early on, that takes you back to high school, college.
Freak Nick.
And it just, geez.
Freddie, jeez.
Here's but why.
They weren't playing this at Freak Nick.
Yes, they
absolutely.
Were.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, and on yes, top of that,
were.
Jay.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
What time of the night it was.
Thank you.
But, Jay, you don't really get Freak Nick and understand.
I've been to Freak Nick. What are you talking about?
Oh, you have?
Yeah. We all.
My family's from South Florida, from Fort Lauderdale.
We all found out today.
We
all found out today organically.
That changed my life. Seeing it for, I was
Jay
like,
was
what?
Never
what?
The same.
What is this?
What is 3 o'clock in the morning dancing on top of cars?
What is this?
It was the Whiplash Olympics. You just kept going like
this. Nobody's wearing
like
no
that.
Clothes. What is happening?
And nobody said anything.
Yeah, they had all that.
All of a sudden, the Luke bass broke
sweat.
Out.
Sweat.
Yeah, Jodeci is interesting, though. There was a lot of individuals born in the world during the Jodeci era.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a whole bunch of individuals, maybe from Freak Nick when it comes to that. Ja Morant's not all about you trying to freak on him. Let's put it that way. Ja Morant, when he was talking to Bleach Report and Taylor Rooks, and everybody talked about, in the past and this and this, and when he said this, comparing him, I know, trying to calm you down.
In the studio,
yeah,
man.
You really were. You and Alan Yates, man, y'all bumping.
I'm in the studio, man. I'm in the studio, man. What put that on everything?
But Ja Morant, when talking about the word cook and Michael Jordan, when he said this, everybody got hot and bothered.
This time you're not saying, I would have cooked
her. I would have cooked them, too.
You would have cooked Michael Jordan?
Man, nobody got more confidence than 12.
No, that's what you're supposed to say. I get it.
As you should. I'm never going to go and say nobody going to beat me in one-on-one or anything.
All right, first off, I'm cool with the confidence. I'm cool with the confidence. I played MJ one-on-one coming into the league. I scored 6 points and the game was 7. Okay. Like, so what? Ja Morant thinks he can beat Michael Jordan. Why do people get so crazy about this? And I know it's Black Jesus. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get MJ. MJ has lost at things before. If we're doing a 101 challenge, and this is how typically those games you see, Alan Yates and I were talking about this, for USA Basketball, you see guys like KD, Paul George, Devin Booker, all these guys hooping. You know, game is to 1 or 2 points or whatever. You get 3 dribbles, though.
Okay.
3 dribbles. It's possible. It's possible. But people want to overreact and think that, oh, that can never happen because that's Mike.
Not to Michael Jordan.
Not to Michael.
No.
Michael can never lose a game of 1-on-1. I mean, ever. God forbid Mike lose one game to 6 points. 6-5. Like, all right, so what? I don't understand why this is such a big thing.
Because what you just said, you mentioned the name Michael Jordan.
Because so you mentioned Michael.
Keyshawn will tell you, he's a Michael Jordan fan. And he mentioned that.
Michael Jordan fan.
So am I. But we're fans. He's a Michael Jordan fanatic compared to us. Key was not trying to hear it about one-on-one Ja Morant and Michael Jordan. Yes or no?
Yeah, I look, man.
See? You get mad at
Ja is exciting. I like the hair. Memphis had a nice run in the playoffs.
Told you.
He got his big money. I get it. I understand that. But, Jay, I understand 1, 2, 3 dribble and shoot and all that. I get all that. It wasn't like Michael Jordan wasn't pulling up at the elbow and knocking down threes or nice twos at 18-footer. So I get it. I just, me personally, don't see where Michael Jordan's going to lose to Ja Morant in a one-on-one situation or get cooked by Ja. Now I start to look at the difference in size. I started looking at all of those things.
Nothing to do with it.
Okay. I mean, you're the basketball.
No.
NBA
it has nothing
guy.
About being expert, just, NBA, NFL. This is just straight up dudes that like challenges.
I mean, when you 6'6 and you got a wingspan.
I've roasted some dudes who are 6'6.
Yep.
Roasted.
Okay, Jake, let me back you up. You said some.
So let me ask you a question. You think Kobe Bryant could beat Michael Jordan? Could Kobe Bryant beat Michael Jordan?
I think it would be very, very interesting, and I believe that Kobe Bryant would probably, would.
I watched Kyrie beat Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, but I didn't say Kyrie couldn't beat Jordan.
I'm not saying that it's going to happen 9 out of 10 times.
The fact that it can't happen
1 out of 10 times, come on, it could happen.
But then again, when are we talking about it? Are we talking about Jordan from the Wizards?
Nah.
Are we talking about Jordan from the three championships that are the second three? Like, let's be real. We like Ja. I like it. Young school, blah, blah, blah. I get all that. But I ain't no damn fool either. You're not going to talk me into this one.
I'm not talking anybody into anything. I'm just trying to say it's possible Ja Morant can win a game against Michael Jordan.
Of course. No one said it was not possible.
I know, but a lot of things are possible. But when the argument happens, people take these polarizing absolute size. Like, there's no way in hell that could happen. I'm saying, you talking about a dude that can score off a lot of crafty shots and is very quick and dynamic with the ball to create space.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes get hot in the league. So that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't got nothing to say, man.
It's cool.
Once again, this shows the stroke of Michael Jordan. That's why I said it before and I'll say it again. Michael Jordan is this generation's Muhammad Ali. And that's why I'm wearing Muhammad Ali today. The old Superman versus Muhammad Ali comic book. Boxers will always be compared to Muhammad Ali. Nothing against Mike Tyson. Nothing against anybody else. Are you as the greatest? When you're considered the greatest, you have set that standard. We compare Michael Jordan to anybody else more than any athlete of this generation. He's been compared to LeBron. He's been compared to Kobe. Ja Morant put the word cook out there because he was being tongue-in-cheek. And everybody said, how dare you think you're on the same level as Michael Jordan?
He doesn't, though.
But that's the deal, Jay Will. He doesn't. Keyshawn is right. In turn, you can feel any way you want about Michael Jordan or Ja Morant. But that's when you know you are still the dude. Michael Jordan, 50 years from now, will probably still be the dude.
Yeah, but nobody's questioning whether Michael Jordan is the dude, and not everybody knows Michael Jordan is that dude.
But anytime you say something against a dude that people don't like, it's going to get that kind of reaction.
But I'm not worried about people's reactions. I know what time it is for me. I'm not worried about what Keyshawn Johnson thinks in L.A. that loves Michael Jordan. I don't give a damn. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
I think
we act like guys live in this space where we have to make everybody else around us okay with, I don't care what you think. Like, that's what makes me me. That's what makes Ja Morant.
Sure.
Ja, that's what makes Keyshawn Johnson Keyshawn Johnson.
I get it.
Give me the damn ball.
You didn't even say it right. But
I know.
Ja is going to be around for a while in the NBA, and he's going to be all-star, and he's going to be box office. He's going to be all that.
Mm-hmm.
But Freddie is right. When you say Michael Jordan, everybody gets rabbit ears.
They really do.
What's coming next? Because it's Michael Jordan. It's the guy who's selling tennis shoes at $50,000. His tennis shoes, retros, are $50,000. So it's hard to sit up and listen to somebody say, like Ja, who hadn't won anything yet.
Oh, God.
Wait, hold on, Jay. Just relax. It's hard for people to listen to Ja say he's going to cook Michael Jordan when Michael Jordan has 6 championships. He created the shoe game. It's just hard when you... Ballpark, Frank, I know you're saying, what does that have to do with anything?
It has nothing to do with anything.
It doesn't.
But I know dudes off the street that can beat a lot of NBA players in one-on-one games.
I know the street. Yes.
Like hoopers. So,
But guess what?
The championships they ain't had a chance to get on for 50 grand. And all,
I get it.
That doesn't mean anything when you're playing a game to three of ones.
But that's not what people think, Jay. Listen.
I understand that's not what people think. But I'm trying to tell y'all, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter, Key.
I understand that. But your whole gripe is that everyone act like Michael Jordan can't lose. And I'm giving you full context on why people feel that way. That's the reality of it.
I saw Zeke give Mike the work. Like I've seen dudes give Mike the work.
All right, man.
And
you
I'm
win.
Just trying to say
you
though.
Win. Mike
like,
gonna lose all the time.
Nobody ever gave Mike the work. There's video of Mike getting the work from some people.
And I know Michael Jordan wore 32 too. It's all good.
And somewhere Michael Jordan is going, I'm that dude. Don't you ever forget.
Ask Rex Chapman. Ask Rex about giving Mike the word.
I don't have to ask anybody.
I'm just trying to tell y'all, there's video of people give Mike the word.
That's when you know you are that dude, and it's not going to change anytime soon with Michael Jordan. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance.
What did Mike do to you, Jay?
Mike didn't do nothing to me. Mike is a living legend.
It's not like a whole
He's
Duke
a living God.
It's not even like a whole Duke, North Carolina thing.
No,
really
I don't
isn't.
Care about that. Come on, that's Mike.
Presented by Progressive Insurance at ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Lamar Jackson is a hot name in the NFL, but is he hot or not when it comes to this list? Keep it here on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I'm Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Yeah, keep going, Kogo. Attaboy. The ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, smart speakers. And also ESPN2. Always good to have Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter.
Joining I see you the did show. Your hair. Yeah. I see you yes, with the hair. Yeah. Woo! Go ahead, summertime.
You see?
She even gave you the flip to back it up, too.
This is why this is my favorite show, because you guys make observations. Mm-hmm. Like my husband, all the men in my life, nobody said a thing. You guys, I come on one time this week and you're like, boom.
We noticed.
Love
right
the
away.
Hair. So thank you guys. I appreciate
no,
that.
No, Jay, not you guys.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
He always notices everything.
Key.
No matter if it's me, Freddie, you, he's like a nosy guy.
I notice things, so now I'm a nosy guy. That makes no sense.
Wow.
Jay.
I like to think that Jay was blown away by my beauty this morning, that he had a comment on it. He was like, whoa, stunner. Let's go. So
let's move on to the hot news or not news. Since Keyshawn tried to make the hot news that was Diana's hell or not news, then Jay noticed it. Lamar Jackson changed his Twitter handle, Diana, from a picture of the movie How High that says, I need money. Is that hot news or not news?
All right. Here's my thought on this. I'm going to actually say this is hot news, not because I want to be dramatic and feed into these weird little mind games and things that players put out there sometimes to just keep the fans thirsty and hungry and excited. I'm saying it's hot news because this is the first time Lamar has done anything like this. You know, he's done a really good job on the business side of this contract. Everything's been kept really quiet. It's hard to get information. He has stayed focused on football. And by doing this, it now creates such a big headline. And this is the first time he's talking money. We haven't heard him talk about this. So to me, this now becomes hot news as we're just a few days away from the start of training camp.
Yeah, it is hot. It's hot news, Diana. I think when you look at subliminal tweets and things like that and putting it out there so people can see it, he's not necessarily talking to the Baltimore Ravens. He's just kind of saying, yeah, it's about time to get that money. That's all he's really saying when he knows that his contract is going to get done before the start of the season. This is what players do now. Back in our day when we played, it was no social media. So you would just hint to writers and they would say something and write it, you know, or you would take your shoes out of the locker and they would be like, oh, he might be leaving. Same sort of thing.
To me, this is hot news. I'm with you guys both. I mean, look, you know that when you change the banner of any of your social media profiles,
it gets attention.
That is making a statement. So when you change your banner to I need money of a nice grill, that's making a statement. You're telling everybody in the world, yo, I'm going to need my money. Period. That's where it is.
Yeah.
And it's 21st century.
Yeah, and the banner tells you a lot about who you are and what's going on, which is why mine is just like a big antipas platter. It's just a bunch of meats and cheeses. I've had it for like 7 years. It's just like that's where my heart is, where the food is, you know?
Staying with Lamar Jackson, a poll came out yesterday involving executives, coaches, and players around the league that don't view Lamar as a top 10 quarterback per Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL reporter, and that list yesterday. Diana, is this hot news or not news?
All right, so it's list season, right, guys? It's mid-July. Top quarterbacks, top running backs, top coaches, blah, blah, blah. It's just fun until the season starts. Until somebody puts their name on this stuff, these lists are so hard. And I love that Jeremy does this because he puts a lot of work into it, and he gets a lot of good sources talking to him. But it's really hard to believe it because I have spoken to so many defensive coordinators over the years, season after season, just recently, about Lamar Jackson. And I can tell you, there are not a lot of coaches I can find in the league that agree with this list, that believe that Lamar Jackson is not a top 10 quarterback. Defensive coordinators will tell you everywhere. He is a headache to defend and deserves to be in that list.
And that's why he was number one on my scariest list, Diana, a couple weeks ago. It's not news at all whatsoever.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think when you go and you talk to coaches and executives around the league, it should be, would you want Lamar Jackson as your quarterback on your team? That's more about it, because guess what they would say? Well, of course you would.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what they would do, Jay. Of course you would.
Key, whose voice was that?
That's voice? All that, you know, you ask them the question, they can't get the answers out. They don't know what to say because they stuck.
Got a frog in my throat. Key has won me over in this conversation.
Key.
Go ahead, Di.
Yeah, and Key, I think, Jay, to follow on what Key was saying with the hesitation from some coaches, I think to add to some of that hesitation, let's just call it that, if there are some coaches out there that do hesitate, you know, Lewis Riddick made a great point, too. A lot of it has to do with what's the actual situation when we're talking about these top 10 quarterbacks. Are we talking about them as a whole? Are we talking about the final 2 minutes? Are we talking about, a play right before the half? Because I think there are some coaches out there that if it was a certain situation would prefer a Dak Prescott who was on that list over Lamar Jackson, right? And then there's some situations where it's hands down you're going Lamar. So it's such a difficult debate to have. But I think just in general, to sort of put a cherry on top of it, almost any organization would do anything to have a guy like Lamar Jackson on their team because he's that special.
Hit her on Twitter, Diana ESPN, ESPN NFL reporter Diana Rossini joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio and ESPN2, doing a little hot news or not news. Tyreek Hill, now the Miami Dolphins, Diana, said the Dolphins' offense reminds him of the Chiefs' offense in 2019. He said that on his podcast. Is this hot news or not news?
Yeah. It's not news. It's the offseason. pump the brakes. And here's the thing, guys, like Tyreek, he's got his own podcast. I get it. You know, and I love when players are using different avenues to share so they don't have to go through writers like you did, Kay. You know, they can just do it themselves and use these platforms. But there is so much talk coming out of Miami that the pressure is just mounting and building on Tua. And none of this is good. None of this. Stay off the radar. You know, most teams well done. Don't want their players doing these podcasts because of this reason.
Yeah, it's not news at all. It's the off season. He has got a new team, a new podcast, and he's just talking. It's really what he's doing. Does he really believe any of this? Absolutely not.
Yeah, pass.
Okay, let's just move on from that.
It's July, man.
July, yeah. It was talking
podcast.
Season. Yeah,
podcast July. Yeah. I got it.
It's gone from talking season to podcast season. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, speaking of Tyreek Hill, continue the podcast talking. He says people will be taking their words back about Tua Tagovailoa, Diana, after this season. Is that hot news or not news?
It's not news again. You know, look, he's got his guys back. Like, he's just being an awesome teammate right now. But I think he's also kind of hurting his teammate as well. I wish he would just stop talking about it, because talk doesn't do anything. We're going to have to see it. And as a reporter covering the league, because of these headlines, I'm even a sucker. I'm buying in. Now I'm like, I can't wait to get to Miami. I want to get that training camp. Sorry, Darlington. Like, I know you live in Florida, but I'm taking over that beat because I want to see Tua now after all the hype that Tyreek is playing up. I mean, this is Tyreek Hill. This is a guy who played with one of the greatest quarterbacks in the game right now. And you know, by the way, when I read these headlines, I always wonder what Patrick Mahomes is thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, dude, like, chill with the comparisons. Like, you just played with me. We just did a lot of great things together. Let's go see them out in an actual real game before we start anointing people as these superstars. So I think Tua is definitely up for the challenge. Mike McDaniel believes in him. We just got to see it.
Yeah, not news. Move on.
I already told you how I felt about the last one. Here we go.
Okay. Last one. That will get reactions. Jerry Rice, former 49er Hall of Fame wide receiver, says Trey Lance of the current 49ers is ready to go and before his time to be the starting quarterback, Diana. Is that hot news or not news?
So almost using that same type of thought with Tyreek of supporting a teammate. You know, this is just a player supporting an organization. And how much has Jerry really seen, like truly seen, Trey Lance in action in the meeting rooms, on the field, to see the growth? So love the optimism, love the positivity. He obviously talks to people in the organization. That's probably where he's getting a lot of this reaction from. But to me, this is not news, because I just don't think Jerry is sitting there watching Trey Lance's every move.
You know, I think it is hot news, though, Diana. And the reason I say this is, much like you said, though, he's getting the information from inside the building. But he did have the opportunity to run routes for Trey Lance and catch some footballs from him. So as a receiver, you know when the ball comes out, what it feels like, what it looks like, what that player could potentially be. On top of getting that information from in the building helps you with your assessment. It just clarifies what Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch thought about when they traded up to get him.
Yeah, I'm with you, Key. I mean, to me, this is hot news, Di, because now you have two Hall of Famers in Jerry Rice and Steve Young that have vouched for this young man moving forward. I think that speaks volumes, and I think that says something.
And with Trey Lance, man, I can't wait to see what that's going to look like, because the 49ers are saying all the right things. We'll see if he is the right thing, at least for this year, being a starting quarterback. Diana, always a treat, my friend, to talk with you. Can't wait for the football season to get closer and closer. You take care and be well.
Diana, your hair looks different now. Oh, my God. You really stepped it up, huh, Jay?
You're the worst compliment.
You really just for are. You, Key. I just for you, Key. I, every morning I look in the mirror and I go, am I pretty enough for Key? And today, I think I won.
Good. Good.
Where is this conversation,
Diana? Man, and she knocks down the three at the buzzer with a hand in her face. Thanks a lot, Diana. ESPN NFL reporter Diana Rossini joining us here, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And speaking of the NFL, we're going to talk about the social responsibility that the NFL better take stock in. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn and ESPN2. You can always hit us up anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Key, you get your text. Look at the picture I sent you. So I was just laughing about this because we were talking about Lamar Jackson.
Because you had me laughing during the sports.
Yeah, center. Changing his banner.
Where is it at?
It's in our KJM text group. So we are talking about Lamar Jackson changing the banner of his Twitter profile that says, I need money. Mm-hmm. So that made me curious, and I wanted to check everybody else's banners, right? I got a picture of me and Kobe,
right?
A signed autograph of a card that him and I both signed.
Okay.
And then I saw your Twitter profile, Fred. It looked kind of creepy.
What are you talking about?
Have you seen your Twitter banner?
With me with the hat?
Look, Freddie don't even know what his own Twitter banner is.
Yeah, no, it's with me with the hat. I'm doing the old Charlie Chaplin thing in front of Hudson Yards.
No. You're at the
that's
top
you looking like
behind
a creep,
some bricks.
You know, like a creep behind some blocks?
No, that was at the
Boys. Who are you trying to look at?
Yeah, that was at the Boys and Girls Club.
Relax,
creepola. It was at the Boys and Girls Club in Waterbury, Connecticut. They were doing a benefit where I had a chance to be a speaker. Chris O'Connor and Ashley O'Connor, who works in charge of NBA and properties, they're the host of the event. And they had like a massive Jenga thing. So I decided to do that. That picture's about 4 years old, by the way.
Key?
It is. Yeah, but my eyes over it, yeah. But you're trying to take the whole, like, you're trying to make like an R. Kelly level here. Come on now. What are you doing? You look in front of this kind of creepy here. That mentioned Boys and Girls. Oh, Boys and Girls Club and everything. Like, lost your mind.
Moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not mean.
Oh, now you want to move on. After you started, now you want to move on. Really?
You said it. I did not. Moving on.
Freddie Coleman.
He started it. I tell you, like, you look kind of creepy here, Freddie. And then the next thing you know, now people's going to be checking that out. No thanks to you.
This is what you look like, Freddie.
Hey, what are you doing over there, little 7-year-old? Hey.
Peekaboo, Freddie. Peekaboo. I got you. Now you see me, now you don't.
Oh, my God.
Right up to the line, and don't cross it, Freddie. Moving on.
Leave it up to Jay, boy.
Leave it up to Jay, who started this.
I just found the banner.
Leave it up to Jay, who started this, from that standpoint. It was minding its own business, not bothering you.
Well, you weren't minding your own business, apparently, with this picture.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we think, on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, as well as the ESPN app.
The National Football League works year-round on multiple initiatives to make consistent impact in the community. NFL Play 60 is the league's national youth health and wellness campaign to encourage kids to get physically active for at least 60 minutes a day. The NFL and the American Cancer Society work together to address early detection and risk reduction efforts across multiple types of cancers. NFL's Salute to Service has raised more than $58 million for military and veteran support organizations. NFL's Inspire Change Social Justice Initiative has provided more than $240 million to 37 national grant partners and hundreds of grassroots organizations across the country. And the player-led My Cause, My Cleats campaign brings multiple causes to the forefront on game day, such as social injustice, mental health, and disability research.
For more impactful stories like this, tune into the ESPYs July 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. And to help continue Jim Valvano's incredible legacy from the first ESPY Awards, visit v.org/donate and join the fight to end cancer.
And by the way, during the ESPYs on July 20th, ESPN will recognize the work of a sports club or team that has created significant positive impact on a community or cause for the 2022 Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year Award. And we're thrilled to invite the 10 nominated organizations here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max to share their great work ahead of the announcement of the winner that happens next Wednesday night. By the way, in the NFL, the Denver Broncos are a finalist for the Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year, and Anthony Barr is a Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian of the Year finalist. Steve Gleason is a Stuart Scott winner as the Inspire Award winner. So joining us is Anna Isaacson, who does a great job as the NFL SVP of Social Responsibility, part of it helping us achieving victory over cancer. All you got to do is go to v.org/donate. Anna, what does it mean when it terms to the NFL's role in being part of all this humanitarian effort?
You know, well, thanks for having me on, first of all. I mean, I think this is part of the fabric of the NFL. It is who we are. It's who we've always been. You know, if you look around the NFL, if you look around our league, you find a league of unbelievable players, unbelievable generosity, clubs that are doing tremendous work in their community, and a league that's really trying to dive into tough social issues and use the platform that we have to make a difference.
I'm curious, like, what do you see in the NFL's role just as this in general, like with the way it affects people? Obviously, the NFL speaks for millions and millions of people about the brand. How do you see that?
You know, it's really an unbelievable thing, and it's one of the most, I would say, incredible things about the job that I have, right, is to see the impact that the National Football League, the football that our 32 teams have on people across the country, right? Regardless of demographic and no matter where you live, no matter what city you're in, you can find NFL fans. They're everywhere, and they're passionate. And we at the NFL, and it's really like we have this responsibility to give back to these communities who are giving so much of themselves to us, right? I mean, they're spending their time and their energy, their resources on the NFL. And we have a duty, in my mind, right? We have a responsibility to stand up for them, to support them back, to give back to what they are doing for our communities for more than 100 years, right? Like, it's really incredible, right? You see, when you work at the NFL, we're lucky to have this incredible platform that moves people and can move issues. And you can see that impact firsthand when you go into the communities, when you get letters from fans saying, thank you for doing this, or this is what, you know, your work has meant to me and my family. And that happens a lot. And it happens for players. It happens for clubs. It happens for my team, you know, in the New York office behind our computers. And it's what keeps us going, honestly. It's what keeps us motivated to keep doing more of this work because we can see the impact firsthand that it's having on people.
Anna, you know, having played in the league and you know, as a alum of the league and been around, I've been at times disappointed in the league for certain things and the way they handle things. What could they do better? What could they improve on from your standpoint?
You know, listen, I think everyone has challenges and we're, you know, not going to shy away and say we haven't had our challenges, right? I mean, we've had significant issues that we've had to learn from and overcome. You know, I wish we could spend more time being on offense and not being on defense. And really being proactive and thinking about what's the next societal issue coming down the road that the NFL can take a stand on before it sort of hits us in the face, right? But I think that we've done our part. I mean, we had obviously tremendous crisis in 2014 around domestic violence, sexual violence, and we've taken a stand on those issues and we haven't let up. And we're now one of the biggest corporate funders of domestic violence and sexual violence in the entire country, if not the largest corporate funder. So I think companies have challenges. You have to look at how they respond to those issues. And I think we've learned a lot over the last decade, I would say. I've been at the league for 16 years, and it's definitely a different place now than it was when I started. And I think it's a better place. I think we listen more, we're more inclusive, and we think about how our words and our actions are going to impact people, and we try to act accordingly.
And Isaacson, NFL Senior VP of Social Responsibility, and Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. You have the Broncos being finalists for Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year and Anthony Barr being the finalist for the Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian of the Year. What does that mean in terms of how you feel about the NFL continuing to have these efforts going forward and having these two entities being recognized part of the ESPYs next week?
It's tremendous that it's being part of the ESPYs next week. I mean, the Humanitarian Awards have been a great platform that the NFL has been a part of since ESPN launched it several years ago. And it's really, it's wonderful to be able to recognize deserving clubs, deserving players, athletes who are really doing tremendous work because, you know, a lot of what we hear about is some of the negative stuff. And it's nice to get a platform that's really focused on the overwhelming majority of players and athletes who are doing incredible work in their communities. You know, Anthony Barr is a Man of the Year finalist this past year for the Vikings. Just an unbelievable guy doing work with single moms, work on social justice. And of course, you know, the Denver Broncos are representative of, I would say, just about all of our clubs, right? I mean, they're incredible in the community, giving back. It's part of the fabric of who they are in Denver and the work they're doing on so many issues with youth and social justice and their new gun buyback program. So it's you know, I think it's really important to have a platform like this that, that elevates the work that clubs and players are doing and shows the really good, impactful side of sports, because there's really a ton going on out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A big part of that platform when it comes to the NFL doing those kind of things is Anna Isaacson. Like we mentioned, NFL Senior VP of Social Responsibility, and a lot of that falling on her shoulders. She's done a great job with that, helping the cause when it comes to the NFL and those social responsibilities. She joined us here, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Anna, thank you so much. Good luck with everything. Continued success as well.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
Along with Jay Williams and Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman in for Max Kellerman. And we're going to get into the whole Los Angeles little brother thing involving the Lakers and the Clippers.
What?
And we're going to specifically ask that about the L.A. dude that is Keyshawn Johnson. But first, my man Jay Will has this from Granger.
And a lot of people on Twitter are asking Freddie Coleman to change his Twitter banner. We'll talk about that
next.
Well,
no thanks to you. I'm going to have to.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max going old school here with Jay Williams and Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN Tune and Tune In. There was a conversation, not involving Rob Bass and Easy Rock. We're going to get back to that at a certain point because Alan Yates wants to hear who we're going to take between Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock or Digital Underground. That's in 15 minutes. But there was a conversation involving the L.A. man known as Keyshawn Johnson and that country boy from Texas known as Kendrick Perkins on First Take yesterday in terms of the little brother situation in Los Angeles. And Kendrick Perkins said, the Lakers still run this town, but the Clippers are coming.
When you look at the Los Angeles Clippers and you look at what they got, they arguably have the deepest team in the NBA, most versatile team in the NBA. So let's go look at their roster. Kawhi Leonard, he signed for the next 3 or 4 years. Paul George, he signed for the next 3 or 4 years. There go your Batman and Robin. You have John Wall and Reggie Jackson that's going to be competing for the point guard spot. So they're set there. On top of that, you have one of the best coaches in the game. Payne and Tyronn Lue. So we're not talking about the history, okay, Keyshawn? We're talking about the now. And when you look at the now, a healthy Clippers team is better than the Lakers right now. I don't know if the Lakers improve that drastically unless they get Kyrie Irving, and I still don't put them ahead of the Los Angeles Clippers. So when I look at the now, yes, the Lakers are in danger of being the little bros to the Los Angeles Clippers.
Key, your reaction?
Well, first of all, that conversation with Perk yesterday, he called me Quoshawn one time. So
I heard that. Yeah.
He said Quoshawn?
Quoshawn, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Perk from the country, man. He's got to identify them as the Los Angeles Clippers. We just call them the Clippers. And as I explained to him, the Lakers will never be little brother to the Clippers. And it's not about history. It's about the Clippers. The Lakers gave an opening, and y'all remember this, to the Clippers. Remember Lob City? Ooh, DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, Lob City. They're getting ready to do it. The Lakers are in the tank right now. We remember that. We also remember Kawhi Leonard deciding to not come to the Lakers and yet and still went to the Clippers. Paul decided to not come to the Lakers to go to the Clippers. So they was going to form this tandem. They was going to be great. What did the Lakers do? They went out there and won a championship. The Clippers still ain't got there. And I understand what Perk is saying about how deep they are with Reggie Jackson and John Wall and now all of Kawhi will be back. I get all that. I understand that. And Ty Lue should have been a Lakers coach. We passed on him, and now he's a Clipper coach. I get all that. I understand he had a nice run with no players on the court last year, even though they didn't make the playoffs. He wind up being just like the Lakers. How in the hell does he think that they're getting ready to take over L.A.? But again, as I told him, Freddie, yesterday, you're not from L.A., so you really don't understand the fabric of Los Angeles when it comes to the Lakers versus the Clippers. The Clippers are still going to always be the Clippers. They're going to always clip. That's just the reality of it. You can have the floor, Jay.
Nah, it's – look, I would never say that I think the Clippers would be the big brother to the Lakers, ever. Just because I understand L.A., I get the way that town works. But Big Perk wasn't wrong as it relates to the Clippers having a better team. I mean, I've been saying that, right? With the roster they have coming back with Ty Lue. But eclipsing the Lakers as a Clipper town, like, I would never say that. I would never say that. And regardless of how good the Clippers could have a five-year run. They could win championships. They would still be far, 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 far behind the Lakers.
You know, the thing that yesterday, even when we started talking about the Lakers versus the Clippers, even Vegas got both of those teams in the top four to win the championship next year. And we don't even have Kyrie yet. So imagine if we get Kyrie. What does that do? Does that put us in number two slot behind Golden State?
I don't know, man.
Because right now, without Kyrie, we sit in the top four.
What are the odds? I don't know what the odds. I know what the odds are, but I
wouldn't put Lakers in the top four right now in the West.
I wouldn't put.
No, it's Vegas. I'm just telling you, it's Vegas. It ain't me.
In the entire league.
No, in the
look
West.
Look it up, Jay. You the guy.
That can't be right.
You're the gambling guy.
That can't be right.
That doesn't sound right. That's top four right. In the West right now.
Hey, man, I'm lying then.
No, I didn't say you were lying. I'm talking about with Vegas. That doesn't match up to me.
Doesn't Vegas usually have everything right?
Well, the Vegas knows, but I would, in my personal opinion, I wouldn't put the Lakers in the top four in the West right now. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I think, the Clippers would be there.
You think Vegas made a mistake?
I'm just looking for.
I think Vegas is trying to sucker people.
I'm looking for the Vegas odds. Yeah. We'll get them, but.
Yeah, I think Vegas is trying to sucker people.
I would no way have the. I mean, granted, things could change potentially with Kyrie Irving and that goes down.
Right.
But I don't see the Lakers
right.
in the top
right.
four in the West.
Right now. Right now. But if Kevin Durant and Jimmy Butler are together in Miami, where does that put them? That's next for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.